For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. Missouri Auditor Nicole Galloway is criticizing Republican Governor Mike Parson for not spending more of the federal coronavirus aid money given to Missouri. So far, the state has about $1.3 billion left to spend, according to the state accounting system. In an interview with KCUR's Up to Date yesterday, Galloway said the funding only covers payments related to the coronavirus response until the end of the year.
It's incredibly frustrating to have, as I said, hundreds of millions of dollars just sitting there when there's so many communities that are in need in the midst of this virus.
A spokesperson for Parson says most of the unspent money has been set aside for a purpose while keeping enough available for any public health needs this fall. Missouri Governor Mike Parson's office says four of his staff members tested positive for COVID-19. The governor officially returned to work yesterday after being in isolation for nearly 2 weeks after he and his wife tested positive for the virus. His office says everyone who had close contact with him and his wife were tested. The four staff members who tested positive have recovered. Missouri officials say that more than 1,800 state employees have had confirmed cases of COVID-19. A parking garage in Columbia is getting protective barriers to prevent people from inflicting self-harm after the Columbia City Council's approval last night. KBIA's Fernando Narro has more.
The parking garage on 5th and Walnut is the tallest one in the city. It also has a tragic history. Since opening in 2011, seven people have ended their lives from it. The City Council unanimously approved a plan to add protective barriers to the structure, which would make it nearly impossible for people to jump from. Molly Carter, who expressed support for the project, lost her brother James to suicide last year.
There's nothing we can do for our brother James. But if we can save one life making these changes, it will be worth it. If we can save one family from this pain, then it will be worth it.
Many of those who submitted comments recalled losing a loved one at the structure. Adding protective barriers is expected to cost $300,000. The funds have already been approved in the city budget that passed last month. Construction is expected to begin later this year. For KBIA News, I'm Fernando Narro.
Columbia's Regal Theater will join more than 500 other U.S. Regal cinemas in temporarily closing again starting Thursday. The second largest movie theater chain in the U.S. is set to shut down due to a lack of blockbusters on the calendar and certain major markets like New York remaining closed. The move will affect around 45,000 employees in the U.S. and U.K. NPR reports Regal has not named a date for when the theaters would reopen. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.